everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Chloe vs. World. And we are back with Millie's monthly montage.
Hey, guys.
Hope you're all excited. Yeah, we are wearing the same as we did for our first episode. But basically, I'm f***ing off to Bali in Australia. You're coming to Australia.
Yep.
We know that you need an episode. We were going to film one in Australia, but I can't deal with that stress on my head. So we're just pre-recording.
But we will film some, like, exclusive bits that
yeah,
you're
we'll
gonna
do that.
Yeah, should we?
And then when we're back, we'll talk about Australia and have all the content.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. That's a promise that I'll try and keep.
Not sure.
No, because you know that camera we have now?
Yeah.
Download it onto my phone. I can just send it to Molly.
Well, exactly. It's actually quite easy. But
we'll see.
We will. I mean, I feel like we are there for 2 weeks. So it's like, it's a long time. We probably will remember to do something.
Yeah.
And we're doing the wholesome stuff.
Yeah, we don't even know what we're doing.
We definitely want to go like on a road trip, like, and go to Byron Bay.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of places we can go to that's like an hour to a 2 hour drive.
Byron's like a 12 hour drive, babe, but we'll do an hour one. What's an hour away?
There's definitely, I'm thinking of Bondi.
Oh,
Bondi Beach is an hour.
That's in Sydney, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's still an hour away, I think, from Central.
It's actually.
Yeah, I was Googling it and it said that, but I don't know where we're staying, so it might be a bit closer. I'm not sure.
Literally. We need to organise that. Well, let's do it tonight.
Yeah, we're going to have to book our flights and hotels.
Tonight or tomorrow. Yeah, that's fine then.
Airbnb or hotel?
Why don't we stay in a hotel for like the first couple days?
Oh, yeah, why don't we split it?
Go to an Airbnb.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Because then we can like find our feet, explore, have room cleaned, and then we can go and get a place.
We definitely want somewhere with a pool though, don't we?
Shit, yeah.
They would must have. It's going to be boiling. Apparently it's like
40 degrees.
Is it?
Yeah.
Unreal.
It's very fucking hot. I'm going to combust.
Oh,
yeah, because you can just sit in the heat. I struggle.
Yeah, but like it might be, you know, we're going to go, I suppose we can sunbathe around the pool, but we'll go to the beach.
And yeah.
We won't do it all day because like we want to go get some nice lunch, like really explore Australia.
So, yeah.
Like, it's more of an exploring holiday than it is a chill. So there won't much sunbathing, I don't think.
No, we'll just be in the sun.
Yeah, maybe like a morning of sunbathing if we're
and
like a bit hungover. But then
exploring. Yeah. Oh, I'm excited.
Do you want to go on your first hike?
Yeah.
You don't seem very confident.
No, I'll do it.
Trust me, the actual hike itself isn't fun, but you're quite a fit person.
I hiked Hollywood Hills.
Did you?
Yeah,
I got a cab up there.
What? I fucking hiked, mate. I did.
How long did that take you?
Like an hour.
Oh, sweet. Fine.
It was fucking hot as well. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, that's true. It's going to be really hot. Hike.
Yeah, but we can just wear a cute little gym set.
Yeah.
Get up the mountain.
It's the view. It's the view makes it all worth it.
Oh, fine.
I suppose when you go up like Hollywood, like the sign, like that's kind of what you look at. And then after you've seen the sign for like a second, you're like, right, okay, what do we do now?
Go back down.
Yeah.
Well, I did.
But when you go up to like, I don't know what it is like in Sydney, but especially like in Wales. Wales is a really nice view. It really is.
Stop plugging Wales. Like, fucking stop it.
I'm like trying to like sell Wales. I should be a Wales ambassador.
You should. You really, because you are selling it.
Mm.
I'm not buying it, but someone is
no,
out there.
Yeah. And I, you know, there's a lot of Welsh people out there who
loads.
Really
60,000 people live in Mafatedville.
You remembered.
You've got facts on yeah. facts.
I literally told you that the other day. Why was we searching how much the population was in Merthyr Tydfil?
Because you were talking about like the calves and that being in, it's not like a town, it's like warehouses or something.
Oh yeah, what it what,
I thought,
what
well, how many people
like?
Are there if they're going to the calf in a warehouse? And then fucking 60,000.
Yeah, like even the gyms in a warehouse. It's in like, it's not a warehouse. It's like, you know, like the steel
building.
Like it's a steel like tin thing.
Warehouse.
Is that what a warehouse is? Yeah, but a warehouse could be a building. It could be a brick building, but it's not. It's a steel container. That's what it is.
A container?
Yeah. Can I Google it?
Yeah.
What it looks like. Hang on. Yeah. And then, hang on.
So we Googled that. And then how many people lived in Bicester? I can't remember. It was quite a lot, wasn't it? I think 600K or something silly. No, that's a fucking lie.
No, Bicester was smaller than Merthyr Tydfil.
Shit.
Yeah.
Guys, why do not live?
Yeah, it kind of looks like that.
What the? No, you're lying.
I'm not joking.
Shipping containers.
Like everywhere. And then they convert them into like little calves or like a gym. Like I went to a gym and it was in one. It's not a small one. It's a fucking huge one.
Whoa, my mind is blown.
Maybe I'll video it when I go on Wednesday.
Yeah, go. Get some footage of the containers, please.
I don't know if I'm making it up. Anyway. People from Mervative are going to come for me.
They're going to send us pictures of not shipping containers and be like, where the fuck, where's Liam taking you?
Anyway.
Industrial estate. At time of pod going out.
Yeah.
All Stars will be on.
Oh, yeah.
We're obviously not on it.
No, we're going to be in Australia when that's on.
Literally won't be in the country. But would you ever do it? You were single?
I think even if I was single, I just wouldn't. And for me, I think the main reason is because, like, when we was on it last time, we both had a very good outcome.
Yeah.
Like, you know, people, thank fuck, liked us. And, like, it could have gone the other way. And I think when I went into it, I didn't realise actually... That's a big risk to take. Like, you could be hated, you could be the villain, like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then you're trolled for the rest of your life.
Yeah, so, I feel like we had such a good time the first time, and I would never want to, like, regret.
Jeopardize.
Like, in my head, I'm like, Love Island, and now I don't want to go on it and be like, wasn't my favourite thing to do again.
Yeah, and then you could make things worse, so...
Let's not do that one, then.
No, I think it might ruin your representation. Reputation, that's it.
Is there anyone from previous seasons who you think would make a good couple?
Good couple?
Maybe they should drop couples in there, because you know, like, Luke and Lucy are together.
Yeah.
They could just go on and show everyone what they're up to.
Well, actually, so All Stars, this is just a little fact, I haven't told you yet, but they're doing a little montage at the beginning. I've had to send them pictures of me and Liam, so they might be giving a bit of a... like
Love
shout
Island
out
works.
To like this is what's going on with these people, but this is who's single and who's fucking going in.
Yeah, because I've not sent any pictures in.
Would be pretty embarrassing if I've just said this and they didn't show any pictures.
No,
but
they can't be like, look, Love Island works, Chloe's still fucking single two years later.
Aww.
Oh, bless me.
Don't be silly. Yeah, so you think that they could drop in some couples?
Why don't they? That'd be quite fun.
Yeah, but I think that would be quite testing on your relationship, wouldn't it? Would you want to do that? I wouldn't.
No, but someone might.
Someone
we got tagged in a thing the other day with Boohoo, and they put like Molly May and Liv Bowen in there, and people were like, they're literally fucking married. They're clearly not going in there.
All Stars confirmed, and it was like you, Liv Atwood.
Liv Atwood, literally married.
She's married. Yeah. And everyone was like, what's going on here? Olivia Bowen, like, what?
A lot of people said they're not going to die. I wonder who's in it. Obviously, we don't know right now. Well, I know a few people who are confirmed.
I only know one. Yeah, I only knew that Jenna was going in it, but that's it.
Yeah.
I think she'll be good. I've also heard she was going to be the first bombshell, but when that actually happens, I'm not sure.
Yeah. But you know, don't know until you know, as they bloody told us.
Exactly.
Even when I was pulling up, they were like, you're not in the villa until you're in the villa. I was like, okay, but I can see it.
Why not?
I don't think I'm going in.
Imagine doing, like, some people actually did their quarantine for like, mine was a stint, like basically a month, right? But there was people who did longer than that and then actually went home. Remember that girl who was, she was going to be on our Catherine Moore? Yeah, and then she apparently went, they let us go on a holiday because...
Yeah, they gave her a week spending or something in Parma.
She was in quarantine for so long.
Yeah,
and
then she was in Catherine Moore though, she was a DJ.
She did end up going in on it, but I think they had to give her a break because... they wanted her in there, but wasn't sure where they wanted to put her.
Yeah.
I think if I had got the Kessler more, like, early, I would have actually said no.
Me too.
I'm not doing that.
One thing I can't do is take someone's man. Was that a lie?
Mm.
Oh, I did, didn't I?
We definitely did do that.
Okay.
Definitely did do it.
No, I wouldn't want to do Kessler more.
No, I think at that
You've got
point,
to have
though,
big fucking balls to do Kessler more.
100%. I don't think balls. I'm confident enough.
I'm not.
No.
I'm not.
But at that point, people have established relationships. They might have been together for quite a while and it would be a lot harder and a lot harsher on the people.
And it's only like 2 days.
Yeah.
You're up against people who've been living together for a month. Like, that's graft, mate.
It's almost like they don't give them enough.
More respect to people who do fucking Kessler more, because that's a challenge.
I actually have a question about this. I've always wanted to know the answer to.
Go on then.
Are you allowed to be like, no, I'm not doing it? Like, if they're like, oh, you're going to be a Casa Amor girl, are you allowed to be like, then I don't want to go in, like, I'm out?
Yeah. If you don't want to do it, I wouldn't, you can't force me to go on the show.
Yeah, you can't.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
When I was in quarantine for so long, my chaperone was going on holiday with her friends, right? And then she was like, Mill, like, if you stay in here any longer, I'm going to have to leave. And she told the producers, if she doesn't go in, like, I've got to leave. And they went, if you leave, Millie, that then has to be introduced to a new person, which means she has to then do another 2 weeks because she'll be exposed to COVID again. So I was like, fuck off. I swear to God, if I have to be in here for 6 weeks, like, this is like not fair. So then I started getting really worked up.
Mm.
And I was like, I can't stay in here any longer than this. Like, this is getting a lot now. I was having nightmares.
Oh my God.
Like, it was horrid.
We was in, for our year, I think, I don't know, I think in normal season, because ours was in COVID, like, yeah. People were still in lockdown. I think you could be in groups of six outside. I don't think the world was up and running again. But we had to, because normally they put people in hotels, don't they? We got our own fucking big villas.
That was quite nice, to be fair.
Mine was fucking scary as fuck.
Oh my God, yeah, didn't you have creepy so paintings and stuff on the wall?
I was literally like, it was huge. It had a gym in it. Like,
I love that.
Not a state-of-the-art one, but it had like
stuff to so use. Much,
yeah, loads of equipment and stuff. It was like in the landing. It was really strange. Oh my God, I haven't thought about it in years. But it was literally, there was no one near us. Like, and it had loads of like land. So every day I was like running. Like, I put myself into bloody boot camp. But I was like, I'm going to work. Because what else can I do in my day?
Yeah.
I would get up.
That's what you have to do.
Eat a whole gala melon. I loved melon.
A what?
Like a melon. Right. I don't know, it's my routine.
Gala melon?
Yeah, I think that's what it's called, a gala melon.
Never heard of that.
A melon.
Yeah.
Which would then give me like chronic diarrhea.
What?
I'd eat a whole melon, have a black coffee, kind of just sit by the pool a bit, and then I would work out, like use the gym, and then I'd go for runs and stuff.
Did you do that on your own, or did you and your chaperone do it together?
Nah, me and my chaperone didn't spend a lot of time. Then I'd work out, then I'd shower. And then I think we'd sit by the pool a bit more. Like, we could have, she could play music.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think she was getting like a lot of calls and stuff. So I was just, I read 11 books.
And then, do you remember they said we're going to start a book club because everyone finished their book?
Yeah.
And then I remember asking my chaperone because she'd bought books. I'd even read her book at this point as well. And then I was like, well, I've actually got nothing left to do now.
Yeah.
And so the producer was like, right, we're going to maybe start a book club. But then apparently, some people had like written in it, and like they was like, it's too risky, we can't swap books.
Can't they
like,
just check the pages?
Yeah,
I can read. I don't know, they don't think that was in their priority.
And also, like, what, you think I had a pen? Like, oh, actually, I did have a pen. I asked for a notebook and pen.
What were you doing?
And I was
notebook?
Manifesting. I was.
What were you manifesting?
I was manifesting like that it was going to go positively because I was really, really worried, and I was like, really kind of regretting my decision, and I was like, what have I signed myself up for here? Like,
I was a bit scared. I actually think I wasn't thinking about it. And then I remember my chaperone was like, what are you going to do when you walk in? And I was like, what?
Yeah, I know. And then they were like,
can you practice? I was like, shut the fuck up. No.
Can you, like, we've got to try on what bikinis, and I've got to take photos of you in your bikinis and send it, and they can choose what bikini you're going to go in.
Oh my God, yeah. I had to choose my walking outfit, all that green one.
And then I thought, what is going on right now? And I really was shitting myself. So I was like manifesting, this is going to go really well. I'm going to meet someone and we're going to really get along, and I'm not going to have like a rough experience. I mean, that obviously didn't go quite as planned.
It was
but
quite good though.
Yeah, it's doing, you know, at the end it worked out. Yeah. But
oh God.
Yeah. Well, we had...
Did you guys watch the show while you were in quarantine? Like, did you know what was happening?
I wasn't allowed because I was...
I mean, you were the first bombshell. So.
Yeah, like they released me when they released everyone.
Yeah.
Oh God, I tell you what as well. Because they were kind of saying to me, you're in the starting lineup. No, you're the first bombshell. And I was like, when am I going in? When am I going in?
Mm.
And they were like, the first day, like you're going in the first day. So I kind of thought, okay, I'm in the lineup. And then it came like maybe 2 days before, and they were like, you're going to be the first bombshell, we're going to drop you in the evening. And I was like, oh. And then they were like, you're going to go on a date with 5 boys. I was like, oh
no, you actually no, they had didn't the worst. You're the worst.
Oh,
what? No, I think your one was really bad because you actually had to like drive conversation with five boys. They looked like they all shit themselves.
Yeah,
they're
we were all shitting ourselves. I remember I got in, so we drove up. I remember seeing it and I was like, oh my God. Terrified, shitting myself. But this is like the afternoon. Bearing in mind, they've only just like done the first coupling up.
Yeah.
And then I was in a porter cabin for ages and I was like, can I have a wine? Can I have a wine? Can I have a wine? I'm literally never in this nervous. I was like pacing, they wouldn't give me a wine. And then they got the hair and makeup girls who I probably wouldn't use again. They put a lot of makeup on me, but I was so nervous and I thought, you know what, I don't need to do it. And then they were like, right. Then they told me, they were like, right, what you're going to do is you're going to send a voice note saying that you're outside and then you're going to ask if people want to go on a date with you. I was like, what?
No.
Obviously, at this point, I was like, yeah, I'll do that.
Because you have to.
I want to go on it.
And you didn't even know you could say no. And also, they probably would have just made you do it.
Yeah. So then they were like,
and you would never live that down.
They had this script and it was like, hey boys. Like, but they were like, can you do it more sexy? And I was like, I don't know what they were like. And then I remember
sexy.
I had to film my walk-in shots, like walking up, and they were like, I worked in a fucking office. Like, I've never, on my Instagram was like smiley happy pictures. Like, I've never been a posy girl until now. But I remember that I was walking, they were like, can you do it a bit more sexy? And I was like, what does that even mean? And they were like, can you like blow the wind? And I was like, what?
What does that even mean?
They were crying, laughing. Like, I think it was just like a funny thing for them.
Yeah.
And then I had to send the voice note and then they all walked out and I just saw them all and I was like, oh my God, I'm literally going to Love Island. And like, I couldn't tell you what. Then we all sat down.
No.
Because it was like outside the villa and then they were like, actually, can all the boys sit facing Chloe? So it was like a fucking interview and I wanted to projectile vomit. And then I saw a bottle of Prosecco and I was like, fucking give that here, mate.
Darn it. Can you imagine being, because they've done this a couple of times now, being as a bombshell and coming in having to do the heart race challenge?
No, I'm not doing it.
No if way.
You're not doing that.
I would actually flat out refuse, say I will actually go home right now. I'm not doing it. I'd rather not go on the show at all than do that. I would.
I don't. I think I could do it because you don't know them. So you don't.
Are
you're
you
like,
joking?
Fuck it,
how embarrassing.
Fuck it.
Then imagine.
Yeah, they're probably just excited about new people. Like, how
no. Because I felt like this is actually hell on earth. Like, I can't do it. But at least I thought, right, we are all friends. If it does go wrong and I do embarrass myself, like, we're friends.
I embarrassed myself. I was so ready to do it. I was ready to win. And I walked down. I got my heels stuck in the wood and fell on all fours and they're like, can you start again? I was like,
no. That is embarrassing. I'm embarrassed.
Oh, I don't think I've ever been that embarrassed in my whole life.
I think that's possibly the worst, most.
Do you know what I would have rather done? Like bend over, say dancing and fart. That would be embarrassing than falling over in front of everyone before it's even begun.
Oh no, and then you said you have to be sexy and I just think I'm the least sexiest person.
You won, mate. You were good.
Yeah, but probably because everyone probably felt so awkward watching me.
I literally was wearing Curtis Pritchard.
No. No, it was quite cool, but it wasn't as bad as Mary's.
Mary,
oh, I felt
bless
so
her,
bad.
They done her dirty. Yeah. And she was like, do you remember? She put the wig on.
So she tried like 3 million wigs.
She put the wig on and she was like, can I just not wear the wig? And they were like, okay, come downstairs. And they just gave her more shit wigs. And she was like
a multi-coloured one.
A multi-coloured one. She was like, which one? And we were like, I don't fucking know.
Yeah, like this is the worst decision ever because they're
she had this
all shit.
Trident bowl. Like, what? Oh, Mary.
Oh, Belinda. So
she's
funny.
Yeah, but then she redid the look and she looked fucking fit.
Exactly.
She looked really good.
They would have got like a shit fucking fancy dress outfit from God knows where in Spain. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, mine was worn. Like, they'd obviously rented it. They were like, yours is the most expensive, like trying to gas me up. And I put it on, looked in the mirror and thought, oh, fuck.
Curtis Pritchard.
I'm literally having flashbacks. I literally put my tongue in Teddy's ear. Like, that was the only thing I did.
I don't know why we both did that. I sucked Teddy's finger. Why we went for Teddy, I'm not sure.
I think it's because we knew he could take the joke.
Yeah, true.
No, my fucking face.
Teddy shoved his willy in my face. He literally got on, like, stood on his thing like that with willy, like that, and started shaking it like that into my face. I was like, what? I don't even look.
My favourite one of the whole night was Jake. Yeah. He came in that like bird outfit and he was actually like watching a show. Came out like, dun,
mate,
dun.
He could be on Magic Mike. No, he could. So sick.
But I don't think I ever laughed as hard because he like embodied this whole persona. Yeah, yeah. I was like, what the fuck is going on? Like, he loved.
I was in shock.
Yeah, I was in shock. Yeah. I thought, because obviously you get your heart monitored. Mm. I thought
it was. Who was yours for?
Toby.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, we both did each other.
Oh, mine was Teddy. Whoops, and then Liam got the raving arm. Literally was like, what the fuck? Like, and I was like, well, he literally had his penis in my face. Like, what do you expect?
Was Liam a wood chopper, I think, with those.
Yeah,
boots.
Oh my God. So, do you remember when he just went over and did the same thing to everyone and like went like
it was better than what I'd whatever I did, no one ever tagged me in that clip.
No, literally bad. Bad.
People tag me in like my entrance thing, like I'm Baja, and I block them on TikTok. If you want to get blocked, tag me. I'll fucking block you. Leave me alone.
It feels like such a long time ago. Like, feels like a different life. Don't you think?
It's like an out of body experience.
Mm, it really is. Like, I look back and I think I can't believe I actually did that.
Yeah.
Isn't it weird?
We're not in. You can't speak to anyone. You're in a whole, literally on holiday. You're in a different country. Like, I looked at my passport. I flew out on June the 10th. I didn't come back to the end of August.
Yeah.
Like, I literally wasn't in the UK.
And I think as well, everyone said the same, similar thing. When you're in there, I just dreamed about you guys. I didn't dream
about
outside because I couldn't picture their face. Well, I had no contact, no messaging, nothing. It was like your whole world revolved around this one villa and these fucking 12 people in there.
I actually miss it now we're talking about it.
Yeah, I know.
Remember we got your when you could have a call after the final. Oh, we were literally in the final together.
Wait, no, that was a bad day though. I had tonsillitis. I was ill, and I just literally, everyone kept calling me for these appointments. Now time, always makeup time, always hair time. But in between, I would go off to our little like villa, private villas we had, and I'd have a sleep.
I didn't want to leave. I really didn't want it to end.
We were all quite ready for it.
Everyone was like,
you're
missing home. And I was like,
don't
want to go back. I'm literally having done my life.
Stop.
Yeah. I remember like everyone was just talking about going home. I was thinking, oh my God, I've literally got to go back to London. Like, that's not fun.
I want to live in Mallorca forever.
Shit.
And that villa was so nice.
It was. Oh my God. I'm now like thinking of the final day. Remember like after the final, I called my dad.
Did you?
Like, because I couldn't get hold of my mum, didn't answer the phone. So I called my dad.
Teresa.
She's fucking watching me live on TV. Why do you not know I'm now calling you? Like, what are you doing?
Where are you?
Yeah, where was she? But then I got hold of my dad and I like hearing his voice. I was like, oh my God, what?
Yeah, this is weird.
That was really weird.
Oh, it's so nice though. I remember during the actual live final, I was shitting myself. I was thinking it's live TV. What the hell? And I was busting for a wee. Like, someone should have told me before, you're not allowed to go for a wee in between the breaks, because I didn't know on live telly it's like a 3 minute break, and they were like, you don't have enough time to leave and go. And I couldn't enjoy myself because all I was thinking was, don't wee yourself.
I didn't enjoy myself because obviously I lost loads of weight when I was in that villa. I don't actually know why. I lost those, so none of the clothes fit me. I was like a size 4.
Oh, yeah.
And the dresses. So they had nothing that would fit me for the final apart from this horrible black mini dress.
We were so unlucky with our dress choices.
Yeah, we really were.
Every year they've got like such nice options. I'm not being horrible. We was actually given like a really bad options. We just had to pick the best from a bad bun.
Yeah, but
you were literally wearing
me.
Like a clubbing outfit.
I was literally going to the club. Everyone else was like dressed up quite nice. I
had a mustard dress on.
People even tweeting like, Chloe didn't read the assignment or something. Like, bro, I had no fucking choice.
Yeah, like,
I was going to say, I feel like that isn't known because like every year Twitter goes mad at what the girls are wearing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish we had a choice.
Yeah.
So I would have fucking picked, we would have picked something banging.
Yeah.
But you couldn't. They bring you in one by one. So they have this rail of clothing, right, that you can go and pick from, and they bring in a girl one by one. I was the last one. So all the good options I felt like had been taken. I was like,
nothing fit me.
Nothing fit you.
I was like, can you not get it tailored? And they're like, we ain't got enough time.
I ain't got enough time. I had the dress with, because I went from like a size 10 to a size 6. But even because I've got like a really long body, nothing was fitting proportionately. And the dress I was wearing, I just had to stick this big chunky gold belt around it.
I remember.
That's why I wore that.
My mini was out. Literally, every 2 minutes. And then I was like, Toby, you're going to have to keep your hand there because my mini's literally on show.
Did you have knickers on?
Yes, I had knickers on. Oh, fine. Did you?
I had big boob tape here. Yeah, I had to stick my dress to it. There was a reason why. Do you remember we had that boob tape in the villa and we kept asking for it? Anyway, I'd done that. And then when we was doing the final sofa bit with me and Liam, I'd gone over and hugged him, gaping. And then someone screenshotted it, like the boob tape company screenshotted it, like boob tape saves me, Lee, on live telly, because my nipple would have been out.
What the fuck?
Yeah, like boob tape saves the day. I was like, thank you for just screenshotting my tip on live telly. But anyway, that's
did anyone you didn't know that well speak to anyone tried that, like your besties? No?
I didn't word that very well. I mean, like, when you were on the show, did anybody, like, that you know, but, like, not that well, try to, like, claim you as their best mate when you were...
Oh, people who weren't on Love Island.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you had that.
I had it bears. Oh, my God, I had so many people. Like, oh, my God, we need to do dinner, blah, blah, blah. Like, I was like, what the fuck?
That's such weird behaviour.
Especially, like, the girls. I have no friends from school. Like, I'm not friends with anyone from school anymore because I think they all still live in Mister.
Yeah.
And to this day, they're still trying to make me go for lunch. I'm like... Guys, what are we even going to talk about?
Haven't seen you in 10 plus years.
Yeah.
Literally, why would we do that?
I had that. And then I had like this one boy who kept commenting like, oh, I remember you in school. And I did, like when I was profile, we didn't even go to the same school.
What?
And fucking telling stories to the press.
Who? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Really? Had an ex telling stories to the press. Like, who it was just
that's
one big
fat now
night.
That's bad. Like, well, what did it say? Or do you not want to?
It actually wasn't that bad. It was like, oh, Chloe's put on an act. She doesn't actually behave like that. And then it was
Muggy.
Like, she told me that one of her friends is a producer, which wasn't true. That's how she got on. Like, no, that's not true. Yeah.
Whoa.
I think he made 50 quid. Worth it. Were the challenges fun?
Oh, no.
You forget when you go in there that the challenges are such a big part of it.
Yeah, like it was like every other day almost, wasn't it? Like, even if it was something that wasn't like an actual active challenge, it would be like, oh, let's play this game or like whatever. But there was so we've probably said this loads of times, but like the dancing, like it's that silent,
there's no music,
and
like they're like, come on, woo woo, so you're like sexy dancing to everyone going woo, like oh, kill me.
And then you've got no rhythm then, because I can't, like, you know, how am I supposed to,
what's your least favorite
one?
Woo.
My least favorite was the heart race challenge.
Yeah, mine was that. Or
the cat one. You remember, oh, dressed up as cats, what was that all about? Going
like,
in a
milk.
What the fuck?
Or the policeman one.
Ah, that was my first one. Oh my God. I can't tell you how awful I felt. I was like, in my mind, I thought I probably just have to leave now. I have to say to the producers, I'm going to go because this is just not a bit me.
That wasn't very fun, that one.
And I thought, thank God, like I've came in with Lucinda and we're both going to embarrass ourselves.
Yeah.
And it's not just me. And I remember like fancying Liam and thinking he's going to see me do this and get the ick.
I'm getting such ick of myself right
icky,
now.
Icky. Oh my God. Literally don't even want to think of it.
I've blocked it out.
Have to. That's it. That I wouldn't.
There was that horrible one where we were like in ketchup and I had to go last. And
oh, the roast dinner one?
No.
Oh
my God. No, that actually made me feel ill. Fucking chucking.
Really? I think that was all right. But it was cold. Oh, cold gravy, like literally watery.
Shut up.
Spitting it in your mouth. And I think I remember watching it. He was just doing it on purpose, like spitting it all over your face.
We didn't win that one. We didn't win any.
No, me and Liam won that one.
Did you?
Yeah, the roasted one. And then we got the hideaway and that was probably the most icky experience of my life.
No, me too, because I had chocolate all over my face.
You kind of feel like when you go in there, you've got to be sexy and like do like sexy stuff. Like, not that I did. I didn't actually do anything because me and Liam had known each other like 6 days. Like, that would be a bit much, but they put it all over the press. So basically someone had said they'd seen the clips from The Hideaway and it said Millie's hot romp making out that me and Liam had had sex after knowing each other for 6 days. And they said that the ITV producers was trying to hide it because it was so raunchy. Yeah. Like that's
what he was doing, was singing "Baby Lock Them Doors and Turn the Lights Down Low."
Literally that like cringed me out.
You were like, he did this one thing, and I can't stop thinking about it. I was like, what? And you're like, he just started singing, and then you sang over and over. Do you know what the worst bit was?
We're literally sitting there. I'm like in my underwear, and we're just like having a chit chat on the bed, and then the lights.
Normal.
Yeah.
I just put laundry on and chat.
Well, at first I had a nurse outfit on. Actually, no, I had a nurse outfit on.
Oh, good.
I had that on. Don't know why I'd done that. Anyway, we're sitting in bed. The lights go off and the curtains start closing. And as they're closing, like, we're just kind of silent. It goes, baby, lock them doors. Like, then he starts singing it. And I was like, oh my God, what is going on here? This is weird. Oh, no. And then we just went to sleep.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. Anyway, I'm tired.
Yeah.
Roll over.
What advice would you give to someone going back on?
All going back on, so they've already been on it. You mean, yeah? So I've also.
Oh, I don't have any.
Who's going on?
Yeah,
I don't have any because I literally don't know what it's like to do Love Island twice. And I do think it would be very different this time round because everyone's already done it. You know the game now.
Yeah, that's what it is, isn't it? You can. I feel like everyone's going to be a little bit more faker
playing
than,
games.
Than
I just
normal.
Go have fun, man. Like it's a fucking free holiday in January. Why would you not?
That's true. Like, don't think too much into it. Like,
do just, vibes, man.
Yeah.
Vibes cartel up in that bitch.
Don't play games, I think. Because no. I do think when people play games, people do see straight through it.
Yeah.
So, like, there's just no point. Like, you might as well just be you, live life.
Have a free paid holiday, actually.
Paid holiday.
Do vibes.
Yeah, and kiss some girls and boys.
I actually have another question about your time in there.
Okay.
Because obviously, Chloe, you had a bit of a rough time until Millie got there. What was that like?
Oh, yeah.
Like, did you know straight away Millie was going to be like your way out of having a bit of a rough time?
Yeah, I remember I didn't have the smoothest start to Love Island, which is fucking fine. But I remember saying to the producers, like, please drop in, like, some people that... It's not that I didn't get along with the girls, but don't forget they were all at OGs and I feel like you can't break that bond. Like,
yeah.
Even though I came in 4 hours later, like, I don't know.
Yeah, everyone sort of had the whole day.
They had the whole day, they've shared that experience. And I'd come in, someone got dumped because of me, obviously I didn't know. Like, and then I'd gone for someone else, like, I don't know. I wasn't, you know, the best star in Love Island.
No.
But then I said to the producer, like, please, please. And when Millie and Lucinda came in, I remember we was like all sat on the beanbags and like they were talking, but I just kept laughing and then Millie kept laughing. And I went to the beach hut and they were like, do you like what we did there? And I was like, oh, you send them in. Thank you. And then from then on, I think they knew that we got along. So like our debriefs were separate to the other girls and stuff. Just because we got along a bit better. Not because anything else.
No. I remember when we walked in, like obviously we walked in and you girls were out for brunch. And then you came back and not that the girls were being fake, but I feel that some of them were a bit like wary. And like not being 100% nice, but like you literally were. And I was like, oh, like I that's really nice, like she's really welcomed me. And then we got the voice of God was like, go and sit by the fireplace. And you came sat right next to me.
Oh, did I?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And I was, I'm pretty sure you definitely was. And they was like, oh, you know, talking about me and Lucinda and then asking us to pick. And I think you could maybe tell that I was a bit nervous. And every time I would say something, like you would look at me and be like, laugh and like, or like respond to me, even in like an awkward situation. And I was like, she's making me feel so comfortable right now. And I was like, this is going to be my girl.
Yeah. Aww. Now we live together.
Literally, what the fuck?
Oh, we're so cute at the end of the day.
Aww.
Right, next bit, we've got another dilemma.
Ooh!
Right, we love a dilemma.
Yeah.
I have been with my boyfriend for the past 2 months and it's been really good. A couple days ago, I got a DM from a girl that he follows on Instagram asking if I was with him and how long I'd been with him for. Oh, fuck.
Oh.
It was a bit weird, but I replied because I've never been cheated on. I replied because I've been cheated on before, so I just assumed that's what she was going to say. I told her told her that we started seeing each other around 5 months ago and then how long we've been together officially. She came back and said that she was best friends with my boyfriend's ex-girlfriend who he had only broken up with a month ago. They were together for 3 years and in the last 5 months he started acting different. And then eventually she asked him if he had cheated on her and he broke up with her. I was obviously so annoyed, so I went and asked him about it and he denies the whole thing. Said he broke up with her last year and she wouldn't leave him alone until he met me and he told her he'd moved on. Should I believe him or this girl I've never met?
That's always a hard one, I think. Like, do you believe... But then, you know, you've never met her. You don't know what her intentions are. Is she really annoyed that her ex-boyfriend's already found someone new? But I have... Do you think girls would be that malicious?
How old are they? First question. My second point is, why don't you just get them all in a group chat and go ham?
Yeah, to everyone tell their story.
Yeah, and prove it.
What is it? I think you said this saying once. It was like, you've got his story, her story, and the truth is in the middle.
Then maybe they've broken up, but they were kind of on and off.
Yeah, like, you know when, like, you do break up and then you're still sleeping with each other for a little bit?
Yeah.
Maybe that's what the ex-girlfriend means, is they were still sleeping together.
But they weren't together.
But she was thinking, well, obviously, we are kind of together then. But then he was obviously now sleeping with someone else. And
yeah.
She's pissed off about that and she wants to tell her.
That's not even her. It's her mate. It's her best mate telling her. That's you telling someone about me.
Mate, oh, yeah. Oh, that's a bit weird. I mean, what did she say? Should I believe him or this girl I've never met? Either way, like, it's up to her what she wants to do about this situation. Like, he clearly doesn't want to be with this other girl. But then again, when was it? When did they stop speaking? A month ago.
Oh, that's not good, that one.
A month ago. Yeah, and they've been together 5 months. So four months.
There's overlap then. And
four months.
Been together for 2 months. So 1 month, he's definitely... Well,
no, look.
Yeah.
They're together for five.
Oh, yeah, shit. Broke up a month ago.
Yeah. 4 months. Yeah, she's been sleeping with both of them.
Tramp.
That's rank. It's literally fucking rank.
Go to the clinic as well, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah, because who else is he fucking sleeping with?
Yeah, that's like, if it's even two of you, there's probably four more in the woodwork.
Oh.
What would I do? I would just do the group chat thing. Come on, everyone speak their piece.
Yeah. What's happened? When I found out about my ex-boyfriend, I actually had the same fucking situation.
No way.
It wasn't a layover or anything, but my ex-boyfriend had cheated on me when he was in Ibiza. And my friend who I'd grown up with, didn't really see her very often, but I grew up with her. She told me her mate had got with my boyfriend. So it wasn't the girl that told me, it was her mate. And then I was like, right, okay, well, I need to speak to the girl. So you need to speak to the girl. You need to speak to the ex-girlfriend, get the truth out, see what she says. This girl was like the one who had kissed. She was like, we only kissed. It was literally like, we spent all day together. We was snogging, but like didn't say anything about sleeping together. Like, you're still cheated. You've literally like, and then I found out as well that the two groups, the girl and the guy group, they'd been spending all holiday together.
I'd say more than a kiss.
So I thought, well, how many times did you kiss?
Like, yeah.
What, you're telling me you spent all holiday
together? Literally a holiday romance.
Basically.
Thank you for that.
Yeah. So, and then I got back with them.
Why not?
Nothing strange.
Yeah, that's fine though. That happens. Have I done that? I don't think anyone's ever told me, because no one knew that I was seeing him, because he would just tell everyone he was single.
Oh yeah, of course. You were that person. You were the...
I was the other girl.
The other girl.
And then I have actually... This is the thing, yeah. You have to have no pride if you're going to go and chat to that girl. Because she's about to tell you something awful and you are going to look a bit silly. So...
What do you mean? Who?
If she wants to chat to the girl, the ex...
Yes, yeah.
She's got ammo here. Something's happened.
Yeah.
100%.
Get clear on it.
Yeah.
And then make the decision if you still want to be with that boy or not. Like, I do think it is early days. Like, I think that as long as it doesn't happen further and he's not going to go off doing it with other people, but then, you know, you're starting the relationship off quite badly.
Shit. Yeah, it's obviously started on shit. Because then if he's been seeing her, then you've got to work out when and what fucking stories he told you. I'm going to sleep, babe.
But then
no,
dating
not.
Stage, it's like, you know.
Boyfriend, girlfriend, 2 months.
Yeah, I know, but that's a bit weird as well. Boyfriend and girlfriend after 2 months, are you here?
No, 3 months. So they've been together 5 months. After 3 months, he asked her.
Ah, fine.
Is that a good enough time, 3 months?
Yeah, it depends how much you've spent with them in those 3 months.
Yeah.
You've been like going on a date a week. That's literally 12. Yeah, 12 days. That's a lot of days.
Yeah.
I would probably boyfriend and girlfriend by then, yeah.
I would like to be boyfriend and girlfriend by 3 months.
If not, I'd be like, red flag, what's going
Fred
on there?
Red flag.
Red flag. Anyway,
if you were the other girl though, like, and I hear this all the time, like, would you bother sending that message or would you be like, I'm just gonna stay out of it?
Yeah, like, fuck that. Why am I telling you his business? He's like, he's gonna do something else.
Well, what do you mean? What, the friend?
No, if you're the ex and you now, oh shit, he's got a new girlfriend, but you've been sleeping with him. Why do I need to go and ruin this girl's day?
Because she's clearly very heartbroken, not happy.
No, but she doesn't know yet. I haven't told her yet.
What you? I'm confused.
So I'm the ex, hypothetically, I'm the ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
And we've, you know, we've just broken up. And then a month later, I see, oh, he's got a new girlfriend. They've been together.
Ah.
Why am I then going to be like, by the way, babe, unless I've still got feelings for him. But even then, I now hate you. So fuck you.
Yeah. Either way.
I'm not, I don't need to ruin your day.
So true.
Because he's going to do something else if he's done that.
Well, also, she's just so much more likely to forgive him than you. And, like, you're just, like, a bad person.
Yeah. Why do I need everyone hating me? I didn't even know.
Would
you tell someone?
I think just run away. Stay far away from him. He's clearly a fucking weirdo. So just don't ever do anything with him ever again.
I think leave him alone. I think message the girl and dump him.
Yeah. Course.
Okay. Next one. My best mate was seeing a boy who I got on with really well. I was actually really excited for her because normally I think the guys she'd go for are twats, but I actually like this one. She got bored of him after a month or so and dumped him.
Sounds like you.
The what?
You
I don't get bored. I get burnt.
You get so bored.
No, I don't. They fuck up. It's not me getting bored.
Not all the time.
Name one time.
You literally, like, you've been on dates with people and then, like, you'll chat to them and you'll be like, oh my God, his chat was so dead on the text message yesterday. Oh, fuck that, I'm not speaking to him again.
Yeah, but I'm actually talking to him.
What?
I say that, but I don't mean it.
Yeah, all right. You might text him, but, like, you won't ever see him again. You have done that
happened
a few times.
One. Right. Recently, he's been replying to my Instagram stories and messaging me a lot. And I actually think I might like him. What?
Wait, what?
I want to speak to my best mate and see how she'd feel about me possibly dating him, but is that a bad idea? Should I just sack it off because he dated my best mate, or will it be okay because she doesn't want him anyway?
No, don't do that. Don't do that. Who? Oh my God.
He's literally slept with your best mate and now you want to do it. What? What?
I don't fuck with that whatsoever.
I don't fuck with you, whoever wrote this.
Yeah,
what
that's
are you doing?
I want to
have
speak
you not seen that Tana Mojo basically did this with that girl that she does a podcast with, Brooke Schofield?
Yeah.
She was like dating someone and Brooke Schofield was like, oh, I don't want him. And Tana was like, well, if you don't want him, can I have him? And now Tana Mojo is like fully dating him.
Right.
And they're best friends.
Shit.
I think that it's down to how many dates did they go on?
Yeah.
Like if you like, say you'd gone on a date with one person, then again,
no,
like, I still
kind
think that's
bare
weird. That's weird. I don't know, but then I think that's maybe because I wouldn't do that to you. But
no,
then, like,
I wouldn't do
how
it.
Good of a. She literally is saying best mate. Like, yeah, if it was like, maybe like a friend, you know? Like,
but even like, then, maybe. Like, I've got a thing about boys being with people that I know. And if you've been with my mate, like, what the fuck?
Yeah, but say you've not like slept together or anything, and you've literally just gone on one date.
But wouldn't you be bothered that you know that he's liked your best mate and like if you're bringing him around your best mate, maybe he's going to like her again. Then you know?
Nah.
Don't do that. Sack it off, mate. And also, what the fuck?
Yeah, I just think that, you know.
There's so many boys in this life. Like, genuinely, there's so many.
But then what if, I know, just playing devil's advocate, like, what if that is her soulmate? And she
How's
just
that
let
possible
that go?
If because... he likes her best mate.
You know, he might have met the best mate first, never met her, then has gone on a date with this girl and thought, like, she's pretty, I like her personality. And then she introduced her to her friends, or the friends are on the night out. And then he's looked at her friend and thought, well, actually, I like her better.
I'm in hell. That's happening. I'm literally in fucking hell.
Yeah, you would feel really, really horrible
about myself.
Yourself. You would feel really horrible about yourself. But then again, you can't, like, step in the way of love.
What?
You know what I mean? Like, what if...
That is literally one of my worst nightmares, I think.
No, like, I obviously I wouldn't do it, but I'm just playing devil's advocate. Like, it's the circumstances, I think.
Yeah, like, if both the guy she was seeing and her best mate don't fancy each other, then, like... Yeah.
But they did at one point. Like, you literally weren't in the picture.
No, but, like, fancy... Like, what... We fancy some of the same people. Like,
very
you think,
rarely.
Like, yeah, very rarely. But, like, you might look at something, they're good looking, but then you meet them, go on table, you think, what the fuck? I literally don't like you. Like, you're not a bit of me.
Yeah, but what then? Now I need to start liking them because you don't. Is that what's happening?
What do you mean?
Like, if you're seeing someone, you go on a date and then yeah. you hate them, but then what are the fucking odds that I'm going to be like, yeah, he's great?
Yeah, yeah, that's so true.
He's literally when you're so good.
Yeah, that's true. That's just a fucked up thing.
I think
what really made me laugh about this, she wrote like she got bored of him, but I actually really like
him. Yeah. Yeah, what's that? But she got bored of him. She's me a lot.
So he's boring then as well. So why would you like him?
Yeah, she thinks he's rubbish. Why do you think he's great? I hate him. That's so cheeky of him as well. Like, you've been with my mate and now you're fucking all up in my Instagram. Like, what is wrong with you?
Mm.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah. I know some boys that have done that.
So do I.
With the same girl.
I feel like
sorry,
proper,
yeah.
Like, small town thing as well. Like,
yeah. Yeah. That's true.
That's so true.
Because we live in London, yeah. You think, right, and we go away a lot. It's like, we meet so many people.
Mm.
But when you are in a small town, and especially boys...
The odds are not in your favour, yeah.
Probably slept with quite a lot of girls.
Oh my God, I've done it. I've literally done it.
Have you?
I've done it.
Who? Hey, what do you mean? You slept with two boys who are best mates?
No. I don't know. Basically... My boyfriend, who is my one nice boyfriend,
yeah.
Keep the name, he was with my cousin before he was with me.
Right, exactly. So he circumstances, was like, and is your cousin pissed off?
Yeah, she was at the time.
Oh, was she?
Fucking hated me. But you can't stand in the way of love, as you said.
But I told you.
I was 17, like, and I was literally in Bicester. Like, there's 10 people in Bicester.
Exactly.
Only two of them are fit.
Yeah.
Maybe they're quite
small
assume,
towns.
Now I'm older, I wouldn't fucking do it. No, I wouldn't, but I have done it when I was younger. But we're not together now, it clearly didn't work out.
I know.
But also,
that
like,
probably won't work out.
He'd been with my cousin, he'd been with her mate. Like, a lot of people have been with. Because he fucking looked like Chris Brown, he's fit as fuck.
See?
He was fucking fit.
I think, let's say, like, you know, if the best mate actually liked him and like how best mate you are.
And
like,
how long has it been since they've stopped speaking? Like maybe give it a while. He's on the rebound, by the way.
Yeah.
And so you obviously look like an easy option.
Mm.
Ooh. I'd give it like 6 months. And if you're still kind of entertaining
if he's still on your mind, you're thinking, I really still like that boy 6 months later. Like,
yeah. Odds are not in your favour, by the way, babe. So
no.
You should tell her friend though. Like, would you, if say it was you and you like, oh, I fancy this guy. Do I tell Millie or would you just wait and just not let the feelings, push the feelings down?
Oh, I'd push the feelings down.
Same. Like, if unless 6 months and I'm now in love with him, I'm going to have to tell you.
Yeah, exactly. When it got to the point where you think, right, this is actually quite real, like we both really, really like each other, like maybe we should say something.
Or wait for her to move on. Wait for the
next and then she really won't care.
Yeah, she won't give a shit. And if she does, then be like, well, you don't even like your new boys.
Blackmail. Yeah. Yeah, it's so true.
I'd give it a minute. It seems a bit fresh and he's on the rebound.
Yeah, agreed.
Tick.
Are you done?
Woo!
Hi. Right, that is the end of Millie's monthly montage. Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll be back next month with our trip to Australia and everything that fucking happened there.
It's going to be a good one.
And then we're going skiing, so we've actually got a lot coming up.
We do.
Do not forget to like, comment, subscribe. If you're listening, give us 5 stars and we'll see you next month.